Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Sorry, I feel like I've never seen that before. Good evening, AfterBuzzers. We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios discussing everything American Horror Story Hotel. I am your host for the evening, David Skiffletti, joined as always by the lovely and talented Sarah Huggins, Miss Pegarad, and joining us tonight is Ren herself, Miss Jessica Belkin.
Hello.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you
for coming. It's so exciting. Special shout out to Glenn Grazia on Twitter, who connected us. So thank you for that, because now Jessica's here and we couldn't be happier. So Sarah is on the feed tonight. So if you guys have any questions that you want to ask Jessica, feel free to ask them and we will get to them in a timely fashion. Tonight's episode was season 5, episode 8, The Ten Commandments Killer. Thoughts?
Should just be called Sarah Was Right.
Yeah, Sarah was right the whole time.
But a lot of people were right. I feel like that was a lot of people's guess.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they made it pretty obvious. But I liked how they actually went into the whole way it happened. You know, really, really got into him going into his struggles. And we'll get into that later. But I like the way they did it. Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I loved it.
You loved it?
I was expecting it as well. Because I was there.
Right. But even before you had gotten this script, because I know they give you guys the script like as you're going along, had you suspected that he was the killer?
No, actually. I thought it was Liz Taylor at first.
Oh, ooh, really?
Yeah, because she seemed so nice, and I felt like that would be a great twist. But obviously, it's John now.
I mean, there's no going back now.
Yeah.
Cat's out of the bag. Is.
No.
Come on.
I don't know.
No.
Crazier things have happened.
That's true.
And I was on the bandwagon that I didn't want it to be him. I didn't know who it was going to be, but I didn't want it to be John. But
now we can move on to the other things in the stories that we need to connect, you know?
Well,
what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think they did, Brian and Brad did an amazing job of, like, tying all the stories together and getting us where we need to get going to move this season along.
Agreed.
Yeah. Now we can focus on, like, the whole Countess drama and
I wanted to see more of her this episode.
We didn't really see her at all, except for the dinner scene. That was an awesome scene, though.
That was an awesome scene. Well, speaking of the Countess, I want to talk about your character.
Okay.
Ren.
Before we move on with the rest of the episode, because, I mean, it was kind of all about John. Mm-hmm. And last week was sort of all about you. So let's hear about you. How did you go into this character? How did you prepare to play this, like, sadistic vampire who the character is, she's what, 28 technically?
41.
Oh, great.
Oh,
I'm really good at math. I'm really good at math, you guys. Like, great. Yeah. Okay, so she's 41?
She's 41. That's what they tell me.
Wow.
Oh. 41. I'm an oldie.
Interesting.
So how do you do that? Because you're not 41.
I'm not 41.
Obviously.
You know, she still has, like, a childhood character to her. Mm-hmm. So it was easy to incorporate myself in that.
You know, she's just cold-blooded, and I feel like I get that a lot.
Okay. I mean, we all have that part of ourselves. It's easy to connect to. But you killed, in quotes, literally a person. Literally killed a person. I mean, how was it shooting that? I mean, or how did you even shoot that?
God, it was such a long day. So we filmed it in a church. Filming in a church was, except that was not even great. Because it's in a church and I'm killing someone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that was already horrible. But I love doing it. You know, it was my first... I checked that off my bucket list.
Yeah.
I killed somebody in a church. Done.
They had, like, I don't know what it was called, but they had, like, a real knife, they had a fake rubber knife, and they had, like, a half of a knife, the wooden part.
Oh.
Okay, so like,
first
just
we
the handle?
With this. So what they do is they take a picture of the actual knife, and then we use the handle, and in the special effects, they put the picture of the actual knife onto it, so it looked like I actually cut his throat. All I did was take the elliptical, I think that's what they called it.
Okay.
The wood, and I just sliced his throat with that, and the rest was just Aaron and everyone else.
Wow. That's amazing. I always wondered how they did that. I'm like, is that sharp? Like, what do they use?
Thanks for telling me.
No problem.
I kind of want to take it back to, like, your dad is here with us today. I kind of want to know, when you got the audition for this, and they were like, okay, this is what you're going to do, what were their thoughts? What did they say to you? Was there any hesitation on their part?
Well,
yeah. It's a risky show, you know?
Here's a very funny story. I never auditioned for Ren.
Oh.
I auditioned for Scarlett.
Okay.
Originally, her name was Mindy, or Minty. And obviously, I look a little older than Scarlett, even though Shuri is amazing and she really deserves that role. But so they give me a pin on Ren, and first it was Bleach Blonde Child number 3.
Awesome.
And I was excited, but I didn't know who she was. And they said I had 6 episodes guaranteed. And then I got 2 more, which I'm very grateful for. First 5, I'm laying in a coffin, but that's still okay.
Still awesome.
Yeah.
And so when they told me I was going to cut someone else's throat, I was just surprised, but really excited, because I've never done something so fantastic. Say in other words.
Yeah. It was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
But so was dad just like, go for it, let's do this?
Dad was okay with it.
Awesome.
Good dad.
Yeah. That's cool.
Well, I mean, it's like this is
it's
the
acting.
First time.
Yeah.
Right. It's acting. And it's not the first time you've been on a show before. You have worked on other things. So, yes, this is the horror world, and you're new to the horror world. But now you're an old pro.
And that opens up more doors for other projects.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And it shows that I can be mature with those kind of mature scenes.
Exactly. And you were very mature.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are very mature for your age.
I have a question. So I'm sure you're going to say you love that you know, everybody that you worked with, but do you have a favorite moment that happened on set or anybody that was extra close to you or anything?
Well, I'm engaged to Evan Peters.
Oh!
Okay.
So I was
breaking. You heard it here first.
Guys, breaking. Call TMZ now.
So I was taking a photo with him, and I go, so we're getting married in June?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've always loved Evan Peters. So the fact that I got to meet him, first he said hi to me. I was like, hey. I love Evan, and he's just such an amazing actor. So when I watched him today, I was just, like, freaking out inside.
Aww.
That's cute.
That
I love it.
That is cute.
Love it, love it.
I do love it. I'm sorry. I'm looking at all this.
I'm looking at the chat as well, and Elena is joining us in the chat. I see you.
Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Hey, Elena.
Sorry you couldn't be here in studio. We miss you. But it's glad to see you in the chat.
She says congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Yes. Pega got engaged over the break. We're putting it out there.
Yeah.
Show your ring, Pega. Sparkly, sparkly. Moving on.
Oh, my
God. Go show Pega some love.
Thanks, guys.
I love it.
So let's talk about the scene where Ren kills herself.
Oh, God. That's very emotional for me. Because it wasn't my last day, but it was close. And Monty kept telling me, it's coming, it's coming. And then when I saw the life-size wax figure, it freaked me out. But her eyes were a bit bigger than mine. And she's about to get hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she needed to be surprised.
Right. Exactly. We named her Patricia. because
it's a good name.
We like Patricia. And I remember leaving her. They were taking her back to the shop, and I was like, goodbye, have a safe trip. I was really attached to her at that moment. So getting hit by the truck was really scary, because when I read the script, I was like, oh, so they're killing me off the show. I went in for the face cast, and I was like, so what's this for? And they're like, well, you don't want to get hit by the truck. I didn't know at that time. So I started, like, I'm getting killed off. Yeah, it was a fun experience, though, knowing that Ren dies.
Did it take forever for them to cast your face?
It was, I had photos on Twitter. It was like a white cast over my face, and it took about 25 minutes.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And it was so they did like plaster of Paris or something on your face?
Yeah, like, it was like the same thing that they do dental.
Okay.
Yeah, I had that done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is very quick.
And they had like little tape on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they measured me, and I had to lay down on a table. And then they were taking pictures of my face, and they couldn't get a great lighting, so they had to use this guy's hand, because he's super pale, against my skin to see, like, how tan I am against him. So then he finally got my skin tone, and that's Ren.
That's awesome.
That's so funny.
Ren lives on.
Yeah.
And just because your character is dead doesn't mean she can't show up again.
She can't. Right. Well, she didn't.
In real life.
In real life.
Or, like, in present time. She could show up in, like, a flashback.
Yeah, like we did this week.
Yeah, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see Ren is John's, how do I want to put it?
Protector?
Yeah.
Bodyguard.
She's been following bodyguard.
That's the little really girl good.
Who killed herself. Sorry.
Who kills herself. I mean, you know, what we don't know about the vampires, and maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't, is... In other vampire lore, vampires tend to have, like, superhuman strength. It's not something necessarily that we've seen these vampires have, but is that something that these guys can have, maybe?
I think that adults, like, the Countess may have it. She smashed the window. But I think that little kids have to evolve and become stronger. So I don't think that us kids are strong necessarily, but I think the Countess and Donovan are definitely strong and have superpowers or something.
Okay.
I like it.
Good to know. I'm so still curious about the little, like, vampire children, because there's still so much about them we don't know.
Yeah.
And why they're there. I mean, we sort of know. We got to see that the Countess is, like, saving them, and
she's also drinking their blood,
right?
So. Right. She's gonna get a lot of vitality from that for sure. She is.
I know she is, but there's so many questions that I want to ask that I know you're not gonna be able to answer. So I'm not even gonna ask them.
Don't put her in a bad position.
I don't want to put you in a bad position. So I'm not even gonna ask them. But in tonight's episode, we got to see Ren as John's bodyguard, and we got to see her. Lying on a slab.
That was so freezing cold.
Oh.
It was wet pavement, first of all. And I got to lay there in an awkward position with blood in my hair. And I got in the trailer and I was, like, covered in blood. And I felt like I was in a murder scene, which was kind of like suicide. So.
Yeah.
It was so cold, and I almost started crying. I was like, oh, my God, this is freezing.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but they were so sweet, and they, like, covered me in blankets and during the takes. It was great.
How long did you have to lay there?
A long time.
Yeah,
it was a very long time.
Pretty lengthy.
What about when the detective and John were talking in the room? Were you trying so hard not to laugh and not move? And I'd be cracking up.
It wasn't
up.
A funny scene.
I know, but, knowing me, I just think of funny things, and I, like, wouldn't be able to do it, but...
When he was, well, first of all, it's the morgue. A metal table is freezing. So they had a heating pad, and it was so sweet of them.
Heating pad underneath you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then when John slaps the table, it was so scary because I didn't know that was going to happen. And I jump in the first take, and I go, oh, my God. but, yeah, it was so funny because they kept spitting on me, and I was like... The worst thing about being between you guys is your spit.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, and then Wes, he was like, did I spit on you in one take? I was like, yep.
Sure did.
Good for you.
Awesome.
How fun. I'm so jealous. I am. I would love to just lay there and get spit on. Whatever. I mean, not like
it's not
that.
Weird
like,
at all.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, we know what you mean. Oh, Jordan K95 says, I also wanted to see more of Valentino and Natasha. We didn't see any of them.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Even walking through the lobby or anything. Nothing.
We didn't even see them like, oh, yeah.
None of that.
Interesting.
I mean, I guess those characters weren't necessarily important to tonight's story.
That's true.
Because we got to see John sort of come into his own finally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Do you think it needed the whole episode for that to happen?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked how detailed they got with it.
I do too.
No.
What do you think? I mean, you clearly disagree.
No. I mean, I just feel like it was pretty obvious that he was the killer. So I don't know what else I would have intermixed in there, but I don't know if it needed to be all about him, but that's just my opinion.
I just loved seeing the evolution of it happen, you know?
It was just cool. Yeah. The story behind it was cool, and it made total sense.
Right. So,
I don't know. You guys are, yeah.
I mean, I think it was great.
I'm entitled to my own opinion.
You are entitled to your own opinion.
I thought it was
totally
great
fine.
The way it played out. But, and I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it to have an episode where it played out in that way. And I didn't expect it to play out with March being involved so much in that whole thing.
That was an interesting twist, how March, I mean, yes, we've seen him before, you know, sort of cultivating this army, if you will, of serial killers who have never followed through on what he wanted them to follow through on. And he sort of found his, you know, what...
His protege,
his successor, someone to, you know, follow out his plan. And John loves it.
Yeah.
Like your character loves it.
Yes.
Like
exactly.
Ren loves it.
But she doesn't like feeding, so she's not that big of a criminal. Because, you know, in episode 7, she says, you know, I don't want to feed anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So she's trying to be more innocent.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that... Because what it looked like to me from earlier episodes is that the, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the children got the blood of sort of like the comers and the goers of the hotel.
Yeah.
And then their blood was given to the Countess.
I guess it's like purified or something.
Right. Which makes sense.
Because we saw Lennon and Cannon and Emery all feeding on the two... Swedish girls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So, and they were purified with, like, oysters and whatever.
Yeah, whatever Iris was feeding them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess those are in the drinks that Liz gives.
Right.
And then later on, when they eat them, they give it to the Countess and it's purified.
Right. So, maybe Ren wasn't getting, you know, the best quality blood and maybe that's why she's sick of it.
Probably.
That's just me making sense of it.
This is kind of off topic, but the whole time I thought that the Countess took Holden because of her own selfish needs and...
It's not off topic.
Right.
It's all on topic
tonight.
It's all
on topic, but I liked how we found out it was because March told her to.
Right.
And it was...
Well, it was to get him to...
Get to the
breaking
dark
point.
Side.
Breaking
yes,
point.
Yes, get to the breaking point, give up all hope, figure out that everything's lost... So that he can continue on this sort of mission. What I was a little confused about is how they got him to forget. And, you know, Sally sort of explains that, you know, the Cortez is like this selfish mistress and she isn't going to let you remember or keep anything that she doesn't want you to. But... It doesn't really add up in my brain.
Yeah, because what about the couple that he killed in the Bel Air Hotel? That happened outside of the Cortez.
Right.
Right, but that's why those people aren't still haunting the hotel.
Right, but he didn't remember that he even did that, did he?
No, but not well, in this episode he remembered it, but he also didn't remember the first man that he killed, the
Jim Bean, or that guy,
the pedophile.
Pedophile,
right, who was also like the gossip columnist, I guess. Right.
So yeah, it's like, what is the rule? Like, why can he remember? Why can he not? I don't know.
Or how does he forget?
How does he forget? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of absence going on. That's part
of okay.
It. So,
and psychologically, when people go through trauma, they suppress their memories.
Right. And so, like I thought from the beginning, he has these he has all those blackouts. So it's like, you know, if he remembered everything, that would be like really sadistic.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. I think it's kind of simple. It's just like there's a lot of absence going on, and that's some pretty powerful stuff, and they seem to be drinking it pretty heavily.
And they're shooting it.
Yeah, right?
Taking shots of absinthe. Yeah. I can only imagine
that hangover. What would you be like on that? A Ten Commandments killer, possibly?
Most likely.
I don't know.
Most likely. I don't think I could handle absinthe.
Man. We also found out a lot about Sally tonight.
Yes.
And we have some questions now as well.
Like
what that demon is that she's getting protected from.
Or protecting people from.
That she conjured up.
Right.
Oh, see, I took it as the Countess was protecting her from that demon.
Or John is protecting her from the demon, but she's feeding the demon
in the hotel itself by bringing, like, the junkies and, like, the... I don't know. Do you have any clues about...
I don't even know about this whole,
Demon dude?
Demon. dude, yeah. It's just weird.
It is kind of a weird storyline.
They call him the Rubber Man, right?
Rubber Man.
Oh, like from season one.
From season one.
Because, you know, in the teasers in the very beginning of the season, where you could see him, like...
Yeah, in,
that white. Yeah. I think that's him, just with no hair.
Oh, interesting.
That is very interesting. I wonder if we'll get more.
Well, I feel like it's one of those, you know, extra storylines that if they get to, they get to it. If they don't,
I think they'll get to it, but we don't need anything else, I feel like. I hope they don't.
At this point.
No. I feel like we already have a lot of unanswered stuff with the other characters. So I'm like, great. I'm like, now Sally has a demon that's following her.
Is Sally in love with John, right?
I mean,
yeah,
it looks like it.
They're in love, right?
It looks like it.
It looks like it.
I don't know if they're in love. Like, he's not in love with her.
But she is.
She is.
She definitely is.
She definitely is.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I mean, I guess he... He's sort of... whispered that into the mic.
Sorry.
It's okay. He does sort of say that he, you know, gave her enough of what she wanted, but never enough for her to think that he was coming back.
So then he still loves Alex, but then Alex betrayed him.
I don't think he loves Alex anymore.
No.
Because he kills his partner, and he brings back the trophy of his... member.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what he brought back?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
That thing, I see.
Okay. Yes.
So I didn't understand where that came from, and then I understand now that it's
a detective.
From the detective, yes. From Thou Shall Not Covet Thy Neighbor's Wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he took the part that was coveting. sorry, Dad. And so what's left? What are the last commandments? Because he said there's two more.
Oh, right. Maybe the chat line.
Yeah, chat people.
Anyone out there in chat world?
Know the two last commandments that he has to do.
Let's see. I tried to write them all down. So we have Thou Shalt Not Steal.
Adultery.
There's the Sabbath. The bearing false idols. Adultery. Honor thy mother and father. It's the false prophet. The vocal cords I missed.
Is there false witness?
Yeah, there is.
False prophet is the false witness.
Oh.
I feel like.
Sure.
There's not two false.
No, there isn't.
Okay.
I'm losing. I'm forgetting my theology.
Oh, thou shalt not kill. Jordan K 95, you're killing it.
Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think that's the false prophet one.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. Well, he has two more.
He has two more, but thou shalt not kill makes me think that he is going to
die.
End up being the last person in
standing.
The trophy.
And who's going to kill him? James March?
Maybe.
As a count.
Or himself.
To, like, finish his work.
Yeah. And he would be, like, the ultimate trophy.
Ooh. That's interesting.
And is Scarlett still at her grandma's?
I know.
Is she still baking pecan pies at her grandma's? That's a good point.
Well, her mom's running around the hotel, right? Alex is living at the hotel now. John has lost his mind completely. He's also living at the hotel. Scarlett has to be with grandma or she's at home alone.
Mm-hmm. What's this? Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image?
That is... having
guys, I have all the
false idols
in front of me if you want me to read it.
Oh, thank you. I have them in front of me as well.
That's fine.
Yes. But
it's pretty much to simplify it, it's worship only God, honor your parents, keep the Sabbath, blasphemy, murder, adultery, theft, dishonesty, and coveting and idolatry.
Right.
Ooh, okay. Okay, I feel
that's
like
this one.
There's a lot of them that he doesn't have.
Yeah, and it also depends on which Bible you're looking at.
Right.
As well.
Oh,
so,
man.
Right, right. They're all kind of different, but they have the same kind of morals. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, voice of God.
Of course.
Well, there's two more left, and we can't remember what they are, but there's two left. We'll figure it out eventually. So what was your favorite scene to shoot? I'm curious. Or who? Yeah. What was your favorite scene to shoot?
I enjoyed the psychiatric hospital one.
Mm.
When we're with Wes and we're talking about the Countess and how she saved me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to live. So she tries to commit suicide many times.
Right.
What a wonderful girl. I definitely enjoyed
she's had
that,
a twisted life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To say the least.
What was Wes like working with? Is he someone who's like always in character when he's on set or does he dip in and out?
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
He does these crazy things where he does like a demon face and then he goes and like he tries the biggest face you can do and then the smallest face to try and get like the blood vessels working. And then he has like this rasp in his voice when he does like his lines. He's like, "Thou shalt not coven."
Yes, he's been very dramatic this season.
He is like running the show, technically, right?
Yeah,
the show
totally.
Is centered around his character at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it started off that way too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess we're gonna see where it goes from here.
Yeah, looks like next week not a lot of John, a lot of Countess wedding.
I'm excited for that.
Me too.
How funny that Iris this entire time had to pretend and just like play along with John. I thought that was hilarious. She's like, "Oh, thank God."
That was such a funny scene.
Yeah.
Or when Sally said Ashley Madison.
That
oh my God.
Was hilarious.
Thank you for bringing that up. I thought it was so genius of them to throw that in after everything that happened with that company. And now I don't even know if that company exists anymore.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
How could it?
But such a great way to just like take the knife a little bit deeper.
Yeah, and there they are again. I mean, American Horror Story has always been good at just throwing in pop culture references.
Yeah, that is so good.
But how did Sally know about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you never know. There could be like newspapers and stuff laying around the hotel.
That's true, I guess.
Magazines.
She can live inside the realm of the hotel.
Yeah, she can walk outside in that little area there, too.
In the front of the hotel, yeah.
Yeah. There could be newspapers out there. Yes.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Suspend disbelief.
There's a lot of feeling bad for Liz happening.
Why?
Because she was crying.
Yeah.
She had, like, smooth
mascara.
Didn't
see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her lover died. I forgot.
David's just like, get over it.
I'm saying get over it. I just feel like so many things happened between last week's episode and where they picked up from there.
Right.
I mean, we started almost in the exact same place, seeing Ren killing herself and then John, you know, going off the handle.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And yeah. I feel like so much happened that it registered that she was crying, but I forgot why she should be crying.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
That's right.
Still hurts.
The love of her life.
She'll see him again.
That was so ruthless of Gaga. I wasn't here last week to talk about it, but
yeah.
2 weeks ago.
You were too busy
getting engaged.
Oh my God. That was pretty much our episode, right? Is there anything that anyone else would like to talk about?
From
this episode or the episode before?
Oh, yeah. Do you have
either of you two ladies?
No.
Touched it all.
Yeah.
How about you?
What about you, Jessica?
Good. I think we touched it all
as
well. Yeah. Should we do some...
Let's jump into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So this is a part where we do predictions. You can jump in if you want or if you can. You don't have to. But we'll start with Pega.
Oh, man. I always say I don't have any because it's so hard. Well, yeah, we saw in the... Okay, if you guys don't want any spoilers... Just turn off your computer.
Stop listening now.
Or wherever you're watching. Yeah. Stop listening. Things are going to go down with Ramona.
Ramona's back.
And Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
And Iris. And that whole thing.
Yes.
I think Gaga plans on killing, what's his name? The owner of the hotel.
March?
Will Drake.
Oh, Drake. I was like, March is dead.
But I don't think she's actually going to do it. He's going to come out alive. I don't know why. I just have a feeling.
Okay.
He's too much of a good character. I feel like they're going to stop it before it happens. That's my prediction.
Oh, we see Miss Everest saying, don't marry Lady Gaga.
Right.
Yes. So maybe he'll get out or something will happen or Ramona will save him or she'll steal him away or I don't know. Something's going to happen where he's not going to die.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Interesting.
Sarah?
I don't have anything right now. My prediction
already came true.
I mean, I do hope. I have hopes. Can we change it to hopes?
Yeah. What's your hope?
I hope we see the vampire kids again.
Okay.
Especially the murderous ones who killed everybody at their school.
So, still waiting for them to come back.
I don't know what's happening with them.
Good point.
Middle school of vampires.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the middle
waiting
school
for
vampires.
Them.
Yeah, I would like. I need some closure with that. So if they don't go back there, I'm going to be pretty upset. That's all I'm going to say. Watch out, world. Okay, that's it. That's all I have.
Okay, I'm with you. I'd like to see those vampire childrens.
And I do have to say, I would like to see, and I think it's going to happen already, or maybe not next week, but maybe the week after. I think I hope Liz has an interaction with Valentino, and it's like she recognizes him or sees Tristan in him. I hope there's something with that. I don't know. Or maybe Tristan comes back and then they're both there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just hope that's not totally done either.
The Valentino?
Well, I don't really care about him as much. I just feel bad for the Tristan Liz situation.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just a hope, like I said.
That is a hope. Mm-hmm. I feel like that one. I don't know how that one can work.
Pipe dream.
What do I have as far as predictions?
You tell us.
I'm thinking. I feel like I don't think that Drake is going to die either. I don't think that Evers is going to be the one to stop them, though. I feel like he might dismiss her.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever, lady, I'm still going to marry her.
Yeah.
Right, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Ramona's coming back. I don't know. I don't really have any predictions. I mean, I guess I have hopes as well.
Alana says...
Yes,
she brings
Elena.
Up the... Oh, I'm so sorry, Elena. You shall have no other gods before me. She brings up that commitment. Then she says, then we will see Holden and Alex and break down when confronted with his former self, leading him to kill himself and complete the 10.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She had one more before that. It said, Ravonna is going to fail at killing the Countess. She shall be reunited with Valentino. John will see her as viewing them as gods, breaking the second to last commandment, which is the you shall have no other gods before me.
Wow.
And then the one that Sarah read was you shall not murder.
Got it.
Good stuff. Thanks, Elena.
Oh, yeah. You're the best.
Okay, what about you, Jessica? Any predictions? Well,
I don't have predictions, but I have hopes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear
like
hopes.
It.
I hope Brian comes back.
I do, too. Okay, I know that the vampires can die, and I know that you jumped in front of a bus or a car or whatever it was, a van, but I feel like she's not dead, and I feel like she just needs some blood, and she would be fine.
Just a little Band-Aid.
Because it's not like she got shot through the head like some of the other people that we saw. And she didn't look that messed up to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So when they were doing the makeup, I was like, so you're not going to put, like, any prosthetics on me? Like, you know, a car hit me. Like, maybe, like, the brain got something.
Or, like, some asphalt in your face.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
But he did airbrush, and it still looked great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was probably, like, days old and bruised up. And they made me, like, really pale.
Yeah.
Than I already am. I'm like sour cream.
Oh my gosh.
You're so silly.
So cute.
But I'm with you. Any other hopes? I hope she comes back as well.
I hope that Miss Evers actually does stop him.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, she's the one sort of, like, character throughout this whole season that's been, like, a little up and down. So it'd be, like, nice to see her, like, have a solid...
And it's like when the Countess was getting married to James,
mm-hmm.
we saw Miss Evers frowning. So maybe something's there.
Mm. Yeah. She always has seemed like she has a like a weird love for him. Like a romantic
for March.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she realized the Countess is like horrible. Or
yeah.
Something.
Well, I mean, we all know she's horrible. Not that she's any better.
Right. That's true.
A little bit, but not by much.
Those are good hopes, though. I like
they are good hopes. So where can everyone find you on social media?
Well, you can find me on Twitter or Instagram, both on @JessicaBelkin.
Oh, any other projects you're working on, by the
way? Oh, yeah.
Well, I just actually finished a feature film that's coming out in next year in select theaters.
Awesome. What's it called?
What's it called?
Homecoming.
Homecoming, guys.
Homecoming. That sounds like a good one.
It does.
It is a good one. it's a little bit mature.
Ooh.
But
oh.
It's still great.
Okay.
Awesome.
We'll have
what
to keep
else?
Our eyes open for that.
Nothing right now. I'm just going on
great.
Auditions.
Homecoming. All right. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Pegarad.
I am at Sarah on the go on Twitter and at Server67 on Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at You Can Call Me Skiff. I want to say a big thank you to Jessica and
thank
her father for coming in tonight.
Yes, thank you.
And from everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV Studios, we want to say thank you guys. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Yeah.
We should
get someone to take.
Oh, out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By in the, front of the step.
The lighting's
peach,
better out there, anyways.
Yeah.
Like.
First of all, my lipstick is on this.
Don't
oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's okay. We always get all kinds of stuff on these cups.
Not fingerprints.